Two, check, three. 1, 2, 3, check.
You good?
Check, yep. Yeah, we're going to start. I'm going to press start in like a second.
Okay, cool.
All right, we started. Hey, guys, what's up?
Hey,
couple jokes here.
Episode 34.
34.
Coming to you live, episode 34. We're third episode in a row recording live at a Wawa.
At a fucking Wawa. Well,
here we are.
Here we go, baby.
We're at Wawa. It's great. We're here. They sponsor us to be here. You got a free sub. I got a free shake.
Yeah, I'm balls deep in a turkey Wawa gobbler.
I got a Twix. They gave me a free Twix.
You bought? Oh, they did. Yeah.
They gave me the free
These
Twix.
These motherfuckers.
Okay. We don't appreciate the.
Why?
Don't rev your head. Sir. It's awesome.
Wow,
that guy's
dude.
So cool.
Damn. Save some pussy for the rest
that
of us.
That guy's cool.
God damn.
That guy's really cool.
Fuck,
you want to fight? You want to fight him?
Nah.
That's cool.
He's
nice,
got
dude.
That good of a car, dude. He's got to have a giant winger.
So that's the risk we take recording live at Wawa.
Yeah.
Guys in Mustang V6s, they rev.
V6s.
They, you know, I wish I had that on film.
Right.
That's going to be a good post, though. We'll talk about that. You know,
yeah.
But you know, you should go get, let's start your truck.
How annoying are people with cars?
Very annoying.
They fucking suck.
Let's start your truck right now and rev it.
Yeah.
Pull up next to him and boom. You know what I mean? Just Nissan. You got a Nissan.
Did you ever have anyone in like high school that like their parents bought them a bunch of cars and they thought they were cool?
There, we had this one kid. He had a. It was like Mustang, like that, but better.
Mm-hmm.
And man, this one was badass. And he had a different girl like every month. And not gonna lie, I'd sleep with him too. It was.
That's cool.
Nice car. His name was Jake.
Oh, he sounds like a bitch.
No, he was cool. We call him Jake the Snake. He was like a W-I-G-G-E-R.
You can say that.
A wigger?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, he's
like a term.
He's a wigger. He had like, he wore this chain and like FUBU, you know?
You talking about yourself?
No, it's not me, dude. That wasn't me. Nah, chill with that.
That's funny.
No.
But yeah, I don't know. I grew up in Boca, so there was like a bunch of fucking rich kids.
Jews.
And Jews, yeah.
Yeah,
but
Jews.
Mostly rich kids that their parents would just buy them fucking cars, and then they would sit in front of, they would literally like, it would be like right now, like we're dealing with only like four people who think their cars are cool.
Mm-hmm.
It would be literally like 50 kids taking over a parking lot, and then like two of them would street race.
Mm.
And it was.
Anybody ever get killed?
I wish.
Street rate?
Oh, that would have been dope.
Because
they were all fucking pricks. For the most part, dude.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Like that whole car culture. Like, I have very close friends that are in it where they, like, love, like, all they do is work on cars and they're cool, but they know for the most part everyone that does that is a fucking ass wipe.
I used to
like those lowered Honda Civics.
My mom had
no fucking reason.
My mom had a really nice car, a Saturn station wagon, and we would. Oh man, I would fuck that thing up, bro.
Yeah, did you ever hit garbage cans with it?
Dude, I would run through people's houses in their middle of their lawns.
Wait, Christmas? You ran through people's houses like
not,
Blues Brothers style?
Not like that.
Okay.
But like the car, I would take it through the front lawn and just run over all the Christmas decorations.
God, you're a fucking piece of shit.
Yeah, we recorded it too. We recorded that shit, man. And oh man, we put that online today, I'd be banned from everywhere.
It would be banned. The video would get a bunch of likes.
Oh,
it would
get a ton of likes.
Trouble.
Dude, picture like a 10-foot like Santa Claus and just a Saturn just through
just
the fucking
destroying it.
Oh man, it was great. I'd love to do it again in the Chevy Impala.
That sounds pretty awesome.
Yeah.
Not gonna lie. That vandalism, honestly, vandalism, like when you're older, you're like, damn, if someone does that, these kids need to be stopped. It's fucking annoying to deal with.
Mm-hmm.
When you're younger, dude, that shit's fucking awesome.
I don't
God,
I think,
that's all I wanted to do is fuck shit up.
I think for my 50th birthday, which, you know, is in 30 years from now.
What?
You know, it's
gonna be, you're younger than me.
No.
Okay.
I'm gonna like TP something like for my 50th birthday, like a house.
And then just like blame, like have kids around, be like, they ran that way, officer.
Yeah, exactly.
You need to literally get caught and be like, I don't know who did it.
These kids came out. I'm cleaning up these fucking kids. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, anyways, what was your weekend? You do any shows?
Weekend, I did some.
You bombed?
I hosted some shows, but I'm just tired of fucking crazy people, man.
Crazy people in comedy are insane, dude.
Oh, they're fucking running rampant. Like, ever since. And it's creepy now, because, like, before Joker, it was, like, whatever, but now.
They're coming out of the woodworks, dude.
Oh, you're looking at crazy comics, like, oh, be nice to them.
Just,
it's
yeah.
It's scary.
It's true. We have crazy comics that come up. Can I go? I want to go up. I'm funny. I'm very funny.
Oh, my God. We have this one chick that has yet to have a good set. Mm-hmm. Probably the worst the worst I've ever seen anybody do. And she's like, basically, she wants me to go, and she was fighting.
Sign me up.
She was pulling the list out of people's hands because she wanted to sign up. And I was like, yo, chill the fuck out. You're going to bomb. It doesn't matter. And then she's like, I've actually been doing really good. I was like, who's been? I was like, no, you haven't. I've seen every one of your sets. You're terrible. And then she goes, well, people have been complimenting me. I was like, those people are lying. And she walked away sad.
And to think that
before she walked away, though, I did say, hey, I'm going to bomb too. Like, I'm not
true.
This isn't me trying to act like I'm better than you, but you got to know that you fucking suck.
Yeah.
In order to get better.
Yeah.
Like, stop.
And to think that there's people we know that hooked up with this girl.
Oh, God, dude. That makes me gay. Makes me want to be gay after seeing that. All right, next up, I don't want to give this person any light. Fuck that. She's a psycho.
Oh,
actually,
fuck
it. Did she try to take your mugshot and blackmail you with it?
Yo, so this girl, I posted another comedian's mugshot because they were like, oh, this person's a really good person. I was like, really? Here's our mugshot. But that person actually did do some bad stuff. So this random girl who we're talking about, she messages me a picture of my mugshot from 10 years ago where I was like 16 or 17. She's like, I have pictured your mugshot and I can totally post this. So you better stop bullying people. I'm like, bitch, post it. I don't give a shit. You made t-shirts of my mugshot for my birthday and wore it at a comedy show.
I made a video with your mugshot on it. I got the mugshot from your Facebook.
Isn't your Bumble a picture of me?
Oh yeah, my date. I didn't think of that.
You have a dating app where it's a picture of my mugshot.
No, I have a dating app, and I have the main picture I have is me wearing a shirt with Joe's mugshot on it.
It's a good friend.
It works.
I'm glad I picked you for a.
I look good in it.
For
I'm catfishing
jokes,
the fuck
buddy.
Out of these women, though. I look jacked as fuck. I don't look fat at all,
dude.
In the pictures,
bro, you look like a beluga whale,
bro. No, that picture, I look fucking tremendous. Like,
yeah,
in a good way.
No,
it's a lie though.
No,
so I'm living a lie.
Yeah, and then she doesn't know I posted that my mugshot like a year ago on Throwback Thursday. I was like, hey, look, it's a headshot. Here's my mugshot. And I'm like, dude, you are... Oh, bro.
I think she's on the spectrum. She's stupid as shit.
I told her don't come out.
Me too. I'm
sorry. Like, stop coming out. You know, you bomb a lot.
She harasses me, harasses my friends, try to get you in trouble. I'm over her as an individual.
It's ridiculous.
So she's crazy and blocked her and we're good. So after that...
It's insane.
This shit happened. I hosted other bar this past Monday.
Oh, dude, we had psychos go up, bro. Tell us the story. I was doing music, and the next thing I know, I look over, and you're like, yo, Joe, play the music.
There's a fucking psycho, dude. He's a fake comic. Literally a fake comic.
Yep.
And he's playing a character, and the name is Dick Trigger.
Jesus.
The dude's a fucking moron. And he goes up. He tells a... He opens up. His first joke is about... There was a very recent police shooting. Did you hear about this?
Yeah, it was stupid.
About the woman who walked. It was a white woman that walked in this black dude's apartment, thinking it was hers, and shot him.
Yeah, and
this dude goes up there, tells a horrible joke, just a really shitty, offensive joke. That wasn't funny.
Yeah,
he was just like, oh, did you hear about that scenario? It doesn't work the other way around. Like where a black guy walks into a police station, and he goes, oh, I thought this was the black police department, and shoots someone.
Yeah,
and everyone looked at him like, this isn't funny. Like, why is he saying this?
Yeah, stupid.
And he goes, tough crowd. he blamed the crowd.
No, it wasn't funny at all.
Turns around and starts blaming the room and starts fucking with decorations on the wall.
Yeah.
And the bar staff was like, hey, don't do that or we're going to kick you out. He's like, really?
Yep.
And then the host is like, yeah, if you keep doing that, you're getting kicked out. He's like, okay. And he kept doing it. So we kick him out. The decoration he was moving was like a devil flag.
Yeah.
It's fucking Halloween.
Yeah, he took it literal. He's like, you guys are Satanist or whatever.
We kick him off, and this motherfucker takes his phone out. He's like, you guys are a fucking cult. You guys all believe in Satan. He's like screaming, and he has a stupid-ass fucking wife filming too.
Yeah, dude.
And they're freaking out, and then now they went like... on a shitty YouTube account where he's like playing guitar and explaining himself like, they shouldn't have reacted that way. I couldn't believe it. It doesn't make sense. Yeah, like, dude, you're a fucking idiot and you're missing the point.
Yeah, I wanted to punch that guy right in his dick. Yeah.
I cursed him out and it made him look stupid as shit. He didn't post that though.
Yeah.
Because I literally explained logic, made him feel stupid as fuck.
He's an idiot.
Yeah.
Looking more psychos coming out.
Fucking psycho people, man.
Yeah,
you gotta be nice to him though, because the Joker shit's real. Mm-hmm. But this guy's got he's got like a girlfriend. He doesn't look crazy. He's just literally just an asswipe. He's also a flat earther, so fuck him for that.
The earth is flat.
God, you are just
no.
Stupid
I've seen
him.
Good videos where they prove the Earth. Ew.
It wasn't loud enough.
I've seen good videos where they prove the Earth is flat.
Yep.
Think about it. If it was round, you would fall off of it.
It was. Yeah, you're right. Oh, but you can also we're gonna repost the video of this idiot getting kicked off stage.
Oh, where at?
On Cup of Jokes.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, where at?
Okay, yeah, cool. Cup of Jokes podcast. Yo, Cup of Jokes official. Follow us on Instagram. Give us a like. Give us a shout out. Give
Please
us whatever. Oh, think about this. I have a birthday shout out to give out. Actually, I don't know.
Who's the birthday shout out coming?
Would you be cool and sought out my buddy Phil on your podcast? His birthday was Wednesday. Happy birthday, Phil.
Who said?
We care about you. It's his birthday. We don't know how old he is. And shout out to Bajira 1014. She's cool. They support us.
Yeah, she's a cool fan. Oh, yeah, so shout out. What's the dude's name?
Phil.
Hey, yo, Phil. Happy fucking birthday.
Happy birthday, Phil.
There you go. Are we supposed to clap right now?
I don't know. All right.
No, I'm not clapping. This dude's about to start his bike, though.
All right. God damn it. We're going to get a crotch rocket started right now.
Yeah.
Some guy on his motorcycle. He's pulling up to Wawa.
Mm-hmm.
He's about to start his bike. And
stupid as shit.
I'm going to be like,
here we go.
Sir, can you? Here he goes.
He's not doing it. Good. Thank God.
So, any Hoosiers.
Yeah. I wasn't trying to get into a fight.
Yeah, me either. Because your back is killing you. What happened, dude? You just got to lose weight, man.
It wasn't that. I was trying to. Basically, I got a bum knee because I just had surgery on it.
How many surgeries have you had?
Three knee surgeries, dude.
Cheese and rice and crackers and people. How?
I hate you so fucking
many?
Much. Well, who says that?
I don't know. White
rice
people.
And crapper. No. I have a lot of white friends, and they have never said
cheese
that.
And rice and crackers and pepper. You never heard that before?
No, I haven't. You're saying it like you're an old lady from like the fucking 50s, too.
Well,
it's dated.
You know what's dated?
What? Yeah, you're not funny. My knees are dated. It fucking sucks, dude. All right,
so your back is fucked up. You know what you need? A back massage.
I need a back massage. I need a heating pad. I need a blowjob. All kinds
Whoa,
of shit
how
to
is...
fix my back.
Okay, that'd be nice. Because
it'll discharge a load, and it'll relieve pressure.
That's true.
That's funny. So I hurt my back. I was doing dumbbell press, doing incline dumbbell press, and I was sitting down. I had the dumbbells next to my feet, and my left side is my hurt side. Mm-hmm. So I was reaching over and trying to use all of my like right side to pick it up.
And you fucked up your back.
Yeah, I reached over and picked up a 110-pound dumbbell with most like basically crossed.
Oh, Jesus.
And it just fucking hurt my back. And now I'm just fucking miserable.
Yep.
I'm popping pills. I'm doing
popping pills is
better.
All we know.
Like I'm probably going to call out of work and just sleep.
You have to tomorrow.
I can't. It's hard to walk.
When is Jake's back going to get better?
Fuck
Sorry.
Off.
I missed that.
Like, it's hard to shit.
When's Jake's back going to feel better?
Did you hear that?
I didn't catch that.
Because you're stupid. That's
Siri
why.
Siri sucks. I said it's hard to shit, Joe.
You can't shit right now?
I can shit like a champ, but it's hard.
Why?
It's because it's my L5. It's like the lower part of my back.
What's an L5? That sounds like a jumbo jet that we're having in the bathroom.
That's not funny.
I'm going to go take an L5.
You'll take an L5. No, it's part of your like lumbar, I think. It's right. It's part of like your vertebrae right above your ass.
You know what I got?
So when I'm pushing, it's like, you know, here, it fucking hurts.
This will help.
What? Twix?
Your back.
This will help your back.
I'm not fucking eating your stupid Twix.
Have it.
No.
It'll help your back.
It's disgusting. Stop yelling.
Just have one.
There you go. Open it.
I'm not opening shit. Yeah, but I'm like literally, thank God I'm a front wiper. Otherwise, I wouldn't
Whoa,
be able
time
to clean
out.
Up.
Hey, what?
What?
What'd you just say?
I'm a front wiper.
That's disgusting.
Where are you? How do you wipe?
From the side.
So you're a side wiper?
Yeah, you never heard about that?
No, most people are front or back wipers.
You take your hand under like an octopus and you.
Under what?
Under your leg.
Like from the side?
Yeah. Okay. Well, you know what? It makes sense. Cause
Do you stand when you wipe?
No, I sit on the toilet.
Yeah, I sit on the toilet. I literally just, I lean forward. I lift my nuts with one hand and go in with the other.
Oh, dude, what the? That's, you get shit on your balls.
You don't. I'm a fucking adult and I stop. I'm not like, whoa, willy-nilly, like wiping up. I can't have control. I fucking go in there. I fucking finger around my butthole for a little bit.
Whoa,
so I feel
dude.
Good and then I wipe.
Mm.
That's just how it works.
You know how if you're ever going to take a Greyhound bus, don't wipe your ass, and then nobody will sit next to you. You have both seats to yourself.
Have you done this before?
No.
All right. That's
no.
That's fucking disgusting. Have you ever not wiped all the way and then you realize it and you're like, fuck, and you gotta go to the bathroom when you're somewhere else?
Oh, dude, and then a girl gives you head and she smells is shit.
Has that happened to you?
No, dude.
That totally happened. I remember you telling me about that downtown.
Yeah, one time it did.
That was a while back, though.
This random girl. I didn't even know her. I don't even know her name. And she's like, you want to come back to my house? I think she just broke up with her boyfriend.
Big girl,
yeah,
right?
The big girl.
Ah.
And I went back to her house. And then I was like, damn, I didn't wipe my ass good. So I went to her. I went to, like, take a shower in her, like, room. And I was just like wiping my ass with like her towels.
Yeah.
And I just put them under like the cabinet so she'll wake up the next day and find them, because I wasn't going to see this girl again.
Mm-hmm.
And then she sucked me off so good.
Hell yeah, dude.
And then she wanted me to like finger her and eat her out, but she was like kind of gross. I was like, I'm not doing this.
When you say gross, what do you mean?
Like,
what the fuck?
Fuck, we got to edit that out.
What time did you say? 15.
15.
That honestly put a perfect picture.
That slipped out. But
it was too accurate.
She's so a nice girl.
This was a big bitch.
Yeah, this is a big old bitch.
It was like me with a wig blowing you.
Yeah, pretty much.
Probably did a great job. Probably the best you ever had.
No. The best I've ever had, it's, you know, I have a girlfriend.
Okay.
Yeah, so I don't know. Fuck. She listens to it too.
She listens to this?
Yeah. Fuck.
Okay.
Sorry.
Anyways. All right. She's going to.
Oh,
this.
Dude. My 1 year anniversary is with her tomorrow. How have I not fucked
That's
this
tomorrow?
Up?
Tomorrow?
Yeah. Ain't that crazy? It's like tonight at 12.
Wow.
How have I not fucked that up?
Where is she right now?
She's working and she got off work. And, you know, she knows.
Are you picking her up after this?
No. Good. No. She knows I got a podcast on Tuesdays. And, yeah. When's your latest? Is that loud? I have headphones on, so I can't.
That is loud as fuck. What's my what?
What's your longest relationship you've ever had?
Like an adult one?
Fucking loser.
No, is that a thing?
How much have you had?
I've had, because when I was younger, I got like a little boyfriend girlfriend thing when I was in like
sixth grade,
middle
whatever.
School. Yeah,
that shit don't.
She
count.
Moved away. We were like long distance. And all
right. I'm doing the scratch off right now.
Yeah, with my keys, you fuck. Recently, like right before I started comedy, I dated a girl for like a month and broke up with her. I was like,
why'd you break up with her?
Because I don't like being in a relationship. I only did it because I had never really had one. I was always in college and I was bouncing, so I was like, why do I need a relationship?
Yeah, I feel you.
I was constantly meeting new women and I didn't want to be like tied down. I was just being honest with them and myself.
Yeah,
it's like, why am I gonna like get a girlfriend and then just be constantly tempted and have shit thrown at me?
Shit thrown at you?
Yeah, and like now it's like, I don't wanna think about it. God, fuck it, damn it.
All right, so right now, Cup of Jokes Live, episode 34. We have a guy, he has a sports bike, and he's starting the sports bike right now to try and like fuck with our episodes, but we will prevail.
You're damn right we will.
You know, we
it
got...
It looks like what happened was their bike's having problems starting, so they called like an adult to come over and fix it.
Yep.
Because I think one of these guys got a hand job while they were on the bike.
Yeah.
By another dude.
So they're attempting to fix the motorcycle live at Wawa right now, episode 34, Orlando, Florida.
Film that shit.
Yeah, dog. They're trying to... They're fucking with us right now.
Yeah.
Cup of Jokes. Check us out, everybody. Thank you so much, fans.
Yep.
That being said, yeah, I'm 0 for 3 on motorcycles.
How are you 0 for 3 on motorcycles?
I crashed 3.
That fucking sucks.
And I'm still alive. I broke my shoulder. I think we talked about this one episode, but we'll just throw that out there really
quickly.
You
did not. I've never heard this story.
Yeah, I broke my shoulder my senior year of high school.
You broke your shoulder
fucking
senior year of high school?
Out of the place, out of its socket or whatever. I still have a bump on it. Basically, I was with Steven. You know Steven?
No.
Maryland.
Baseball dude. He's married.
Yeah.
Yeah, I met him and his wife. His wife considered making the podcast for women or whatever.
Podcast for women.
Because she was making fun of us.
Yeah, podcast for girls absolutely suck. Don't ever listen. What name one girl right now that has a famous podcast?
Guys We Slept. I think it's called Guys We Fucked.
Joe Rogan. has a great podcast. He listens to us.
Yeah, but number like it's literally like number two or three, like right after him. It's called like Guys We Fucked.
Okay, and it's these girls?
Two girls that are fucking hilarious.
Really?
Yeah. It's either Guys We Fucked or Guys We Slept With or something. It's along those lines. And it's just like a. Huh. It's basically like they fucking banter about just, topics.
Yeah. Is one of them fat like you?
I don't fucking know.
Maybe we'll do a co-host. You know what we gotta do? I think episode maybe like 40. We gotta get like a co-host. Like we gotta bring in somebody big. You know,
a co-host?
Yeah, like Jimmy. This fucking.
Do you know what a co-host is, Joe?
That's like a guest co-host.
A third.
We gotta get a host? Third. We gotta get a guest.
What's
spot.
The proper term for three hosts? Because co-host, threesome. I thought it was like I'm a host and you're the I'm your co-host. It's one and two.
And you're my co-host.
Yes.
Yeah.
So how the fuck, what's the third one?
We're going to get a guest.
Yes.
One guest.
We're going to have a guest on here. We're the hosts.
We're the hosts. Yeah, we host Cup of Jokes podcast.
Yeah.
Episode 34. Mm-hmm. And
all right, how about this? This is a test. They're coming to do the podcast. What kind of there would I use in that situation?
Oh, shit. All right, TH. I know it's TH for sure.
God fucking damn it. So right, I'll repeat the question, Joe.
Okay, all right, do it again.
This is FCAT all over.
All right, let's all do right. it. If I get this all right, what do I get?
You get to be an adult.
No, buy me something.
I'm not buying you shit. You fuck, you
come
owe
on.
Me money.
Come on.
They're coming to be a guest.
Okay. They're coming to be a guest. Spell there in the correct term. All right,
they're coming because there are guests.
Okay.
I all used right. it twice. Same all right, spelling. All right,
C-O-M-I-N-G. What the fuck was that, a frog?